Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams, and I'm back. It is 2026, the first podcast of the year, and I'm so excited about this year and every day is going to come. Now, I know you're probably saying, man, Cas, you talked all that. Last time you dropped the podcast was October, like October. And then the last podcast, I was talking about all these things I was going to do, all these things. Once again, Cas, you did it again to us. You gassed our head and you told us you're going to do all this and you did nothing. Everything stopped. And let me explain to guys what happened, all right? My wife went through a surgery. She had a hysterectomy. I don't know if you're familiar with that. She has some fibroids, and she had to get a hysterectomy. And as you know, because you may not know it, but the recovery time is anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 weeks, depending on the surgery and just a person's natural healing. So I made a decision that I stopped everything. I stopped all my businesses. I was going back into music. We got a new place downtown. We have a new office, a new corporate office now with a new studio. We built podcast room, all this other stuff. And I stopped everything. Our office is still there, but I didn't go there. I've stopped everything. I stopped business. I stopped podcasting. Me and my wife stopped our divorce, not an option. Even our couple of critics, we really stopped everything just to focus on her recovery, you know, because it's very important that my wife gets better because she is my backbone. She is the base of everything. So without her, I have no foundation. So I made the decision to say, all right, we're stopping all 2025 activity and we're going to wait until 2026. Now, I know some people may say that's extreme, you know, hey, Cash, you can still podcast, you could still post some stuff and all that. But you know what? My wife's health and me being there for her was very important. So I just made the decision of like, you know what? Let me just stop everything for her. So I do apologize to y'all, but sometimes you got to do what you have to do for your woman. And that gets to my topic, to 2026. My topic is, what is a good woman for a Black man? Now, just because I took a break for the last 2 months doesn't mean that I've been dead. Doesn't mean that I haven't been social media, see what's going on. And once again, the same old debate going back of Black men dating Black women, hating on Black men hating on Black women, the red pill, blah, 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 blah. And it just made me really feel, I really wanted to do podcasts. I really wanted to talk. I actually did a few, but I just never put them out because I need to focus on my wife and I didn't want to do a podcast and then stop. And I wanted to be focused like I am right now, but I really want to really talk to Black men, you know, because one thing I know I said my previous ones, I was going to get more focused on Black men's mental health, get more focused on serious topics and stuff like that. So one thing I really want to talk about today is a Black man and your partner. Now, in today's climate, there's a lot of false information about good Black women out there. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm an advocate for love in general. If you find somebody you love, run with it. But I'm also an advocate for Black women. Now, I know some people may say, man, Cash, you know, especially women, oh, yeah, this podcast, I heard you hate on Black women and all that. I hate on the climate and what is put out there for Black women, but I don't hate Black women in general. Now, let's be real, fellas. No matter what type of woman you date, it's going to be a little bit of crazy. She's going to have women are very self-centered. Women are very emotional driven. Women are not logical when it comes to their emotions. They drive on their emotions. Women are out here doing everything for other women. Black women could be very disrespectful. Black women could be very vain and materialistic. But with that said, there are a lot of good black women out there as well that, you know what, regardless of any woman you pick, black, white, whatever, it's going to be a little bit crazy. Women have problems. Let's be real. Women do have problems. But in general, there are a lot of good women out there, especially a lot of good black women. I think, unfortunately, the internet is so saturated with those bad black women, and it influences the good ones to act bad, because now you don't know what the good ones or the bad ones is. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and we were talking about baddies out here. You know, like, most men out here aren't going for the baddies, or, you know, they're looking for the baddies or the baddies mentality and things like that. But see, we have this thing going on right now with black women, okay? And let me explain. This may be a little bit lengthy. I'll try to shorten as much as I can. The affordable BBLs happening right now is creating a crazy dynamic right now. Back in the days, most women, now I'm not saying surgery wasn't always around, but it wasn't so much accessible as it is today. Back in the days when a woman was a 10, she knew she was a 10. She had certain standards as a 10. So she carried herself as a 10. She only gave it up to the guys that had money. She was a high value woman that men will go buy whatever, because you know that that was a good woman, that you had to earn it. She had a mentality because she knew she was bad, so you had to earn it. And the better a woman got, the more you had to chase as a man, because you know she was good. Most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, they weren't out there fleeing to everybody. You know, all the men wanted them, but they were very selective. The lower you go down, the more, you know, the woman probably had more bodies. It was just a natural order of things. You know, you got an ugly chick, you know, she probably going to throw it to anybody. You had a chick that wasn't in shape, you know, she's going to throw it to anybody because she just wanted a man. You know, now, this is not a discussion about what's right or wrong, people. So please don't try to cancel me because, oh, you're trying to get on this one. No, I'm just saying, in general, back in the days, the level of woman that she was, there were certain things that were guaranteed. Her mentality of, I know I'm bad, I know my worth, you have to chase it. Men were very obliged to chase it. You know, we were like, we're chase this woman, she's bad. You know, because, you know, most women back in, now, I'm not saying there wasn't women out there fleeing it and they had higher body counts. I'm not saying that. Or women being on the low with it. I'm not saying that. But in general, most women didn't have a high body count. They were trying to have it as low as possible because they understood that when they find their man, they didn't want to be used or that to judge them. So they were very discreet, or they kept their body low. You know, you couldn't go on a net and find a sex tape and things like that. Now, I keep having to say this because of those people that always want to point something out. Are those women that were like that? Yes. But in general, most women were trying to keep their body count low. So the badder she was, the more likely she had a lower body count. And she was, you know, trying to get the bag, or she trying to get a man that could woo her and things like that. And the more level of badness, you understood it. You know what I mean? That was back in the day. Now today, we have this issue with BBLs, meaning a woman could be a 4 all her life, right? She could be a 4. Or she could have been obese and overweight all her life. And most of the time, and this is not trying to say that women that are not attractive or obese are fast. Not saying that. I'm just saying that a lot of times those women were more promiscuous to try to keep a man because they thought that's what they had to do. Call it low self-esteem, societal norms, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, unfortunately, you know, they came with a higher body count. They came with a more willing to have fun mentality. They weren't worried too much about the body count as much, even though women in general were, but, you know, because of their lack of the attractiveness for men, they were more willing to settle or to go out with this guy and give him things like that. It was just this idea, you know. I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying, you introduce BBLs. Now you have these women that were 4, right? Whether it was overweight, looks, body, whatever, go down to Miami, New York, Texas, Mexico, Turkey, whatever, and get these BBLs. Come back, they go from a 4 to an 8, 9, and 10. See, but the problem, though, is the 8, 9, 10 girl has the 4 mentality still. I had a friend that was years ago. She was a big girl, and I used to talk to her. This is so many years ago. Before I was married, and we used to talk. She was cool, but we never took it. But she was really, really cool, really great personality. The attraction wasn't there, and it wasn't anything against her. It was on me, you know what I'm saying? But we hung out, we chilled, and I would have pursued something with her at her body weight, but it just never happened. It was more fun. She never really pursued a relationship with me or anything like that. So it was just fun, right? So cool. She goes, gets a gastric bypass, and her attitude went from cool to real, real nasty. Now, my opinion, she lost weight, but it didn't change my opinion of her, my attractiveness to her. It didn't change it at all. She was still cool at that point in the beginning, but she started to get really bitter because she started to get all this attention from guys that she never got before. And she became bitter, not because, the guys were bad, because she was saying, well, they didn't like me when I was bigger. So now they like me. They would give. And I said, well, why did you get the surgery then? Why? Oh, I got it for my health. Okay, then why are you worried about these guys? Well, because if they would have liked me before, I'm like, but, that's just an opinion. I mean, I get it. But then her attitude turned real nasty. She got real stuck up and conceited like she was the shit. And then she was like trying to tell everybody, oh, you didn't like me. What, you know what I'm saying? She had a real bad, nasty attitude because she had all this animosity from when she was a bigger girl. The guys didn't pay attention. Now they are. Now she has a problem with it. Right. So, but she still had the 4 mentality. So she was like going out with guys, sleeping with them, and saying, oh, you only want to be with me because I look like this now. Now, for me, I didn't see the big, big difference. She lost weight, but it wasn't like, oh, my God. But, whatever, to each his own. But she did get a lot more attention. Then let's go back to the BBL girls, the girls that, get a little facelift, get some titties, some booty, get the fat sucked out of certain places. They go from a 4 to a 9, 8, 9, 10. Right. But they still have a 4 mentality. So they're going out there and they get all this attention and they still doing 4 things, meaning they're still having sex. They're still just out there doing it now, especially in this time where we have this quote unquote feminism, sexual liberation. Nobody cares about their body count. So it's even worse now. So they're going out, having a good time, all the attention from these men, having sex with guys, this and that. Now, you got the natural 10s, 8, 9, 10s out there that are seeing that these other, in their eyes, these other 8, 9, 10s are getting it, meaning they're getting dates, they're getting attention, they're getting flown out, all these things. And they're wondering, wow, how are they getting all that attention? Oh, they're giving it up. They're doing these whorish things. They're just doing what they got to do. Shit, I got to do the same thing now. So now the women, and then it also affects maybe the good girls. They see all these women out here getting it that look good, and they're thinking, I got to do the same thing. Because see, one thing about women is women are in competition with women. Women follow trends. Women follow other women. Let's be real. Have you ever been in a situation where you know a girl, and or you as a girl, let's say I'm talking to a girl, and you do some, you're against something, or you see a girl, she's like, oh, I will never do that. But then when she's with her girls and they do it, she's doing it as well. Or as you a girl, let's be honest, don't you have that confidence when you with your girls and they doing it and then you like flip it? I mean, isn't that most how most free threesomes and freaky stuff happens is when other people are doing it, people go with it. It's just natural psychology. But women are definitely like that. When they see other women doing something, they're going to jump on a bandwagon. That's why most of these brands market towards women, because at the end of the day, they see when women are doing something, other women follow. Get the women. Don't get the men. Nobody care about the men. Women follow other women. So now you have all these bad girls out here, these baddies, the real baddies, the girls that really look good, right? Naturally. You got the really, the good women out here, especially in the Black community, the good women out here, they see this. And now they think that's how they have to act. That's what they got, because they see these women winning. But see, they don't understand that these women are 4 that got surgery to become a 10, a 8, 9, 10, but still have a 4 mentality. Because let's be real, any woman giving it up and doing it is always going to be a, get a man's attention. Back in the days, we had to fight for it. We had to work for it. But the 4s that are now at 8, 9, 10 because of their surgery or whatever they had done to them, they still got that 4 mentality. They out there getting it, being flown out, doing all this stuff. And then these other women are seeing it saying, shit, I got to step my game up. Because men are like, shit, well, I'm going to mess with you when I can mess with this girl look just like you, probably better with the surgery. And it don't matter if a man knows she had surgery or not. Man don't get flying rat's booty. But why am I could fly her out, get on my yacht in Miami, have a good time with her and her friends, and we good. Why should I wind and dine you? And then I know I'm not even getting none because you know your worth. So why would I even try that? Because this is the thing too. Because some people are like, well, Cass, you just got real messed up men. These ain't the men they should be looking for anyway. But see, women don't like the good guy. Y'all don't like, women do not like the good. See, Black men understand this. They don't like the good guy. The good guy never wins. You know where the good guy is? He's at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Target, art events. You know, good men are everywhere. Good Black men are everywhere. But see, Black women don't want that. Let's be real. Think about all the women you know have kids. I bet you 90% of them say their man ain't shit. Their baby daddy ain't shit. Women do not like good guys. They just don't. I mean, I don't care who wants to cancel me or whatever, but they do not understand, guys. If you're a good guy, at the end of the day, you're going to get either a woman with low self-esteem or a woman that has kids and she's ready to settle down because she's been ran through. Let's be real. That's the only thing good for a guy. Now, are there exceptions to the rules? Yeah. That good guy may get the baddie that, you know, with low body count that loves him. It could happen. But see, the problem is, Black man, you cannot play the game thinking you're an exception to the rule. Like, you cannot play the game like that because you're going to get disappointed so many times. You have to understand that. Women, Black women, do not like the nice guy. They don't. Statistically, 20% of Black men are the ones having all the babies. And these are all, see, and the thing is, like, these are all the women, right? We're not just talking about a certain woman. We're talking about all the women, from the ugly ones to the baddies. All of them like the bad guy. Even the dorky, quiet girl likes the bad guy. Like, literally, she will pick the bad guy over the other dorky guy if she could. But see, those men are not accessible to her. So she gets the dorky guy. I got people, I look on my timeline and I say, damn. And like I said, it's not only about like beauty, outer beauty. I'm just saying a woman in general, good woman, college educated, got money's on her grind, looks good, dresses nice. I'm talking about that type of good looking woman. You know what I'm saying? Most men won't get those women. I look online, I see my boys, I see some people's, and I see their girl, and I say, damn, your woman reflects who you are. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean is, like, you know, your woman out of shape, don't keep herself up, not really cute. Like I've seen some ugly girls look cute because they dress fly. They, you know what I'm saying? Their bodies are on point. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole plethora of things that make a girl bad. But when I look at a woman, I'm like, damn, that's all he can get. That's all he can get. And then at the end of the day, most of the time, you're not even her first choice. She settled for you because she couldn't get the man she wanted. Now, I'm not a big Andrew Tate fan. I'm not a big Nick Cannon fan or any of these guys. I'm not a fan of none of those guys, the Red Pill, the, you know, Fresh and Fit. I am not a fan of none of those guys because I personally think they're all about that bullshit. But they do say one thing that I agree, that you have to be an alpha man for a woman to want you. See, it's not about being a bad guy in a sense, right? Because I use that term bad guy, but it's about being a manly man that a woman is saying that's a man. See, and unfortunately in the Black community, being bad is what is considered sexy to women. Like drug dealers never have a problem getting a bitch. Never. Like, let's be real. How many niggas in jail got women on the outside waiting for them? Like, think about it. That, you know, if you look at this, I think it's Life After Lockup or Love After Lockup. Like, how many women, and this is in general, but it's Black community definitely, but it's in general, how many of these dudes, they wouldn't even have a show if these women were smart. But these women are purposely pinpowing and waiting for a man to come out of jail. Literally, there are millions of men in the world that are free, that have freedom, that don't have felonies. But these women, and they, I think they're on season 15 now. And every season they're changing up. It's not like they, you know, it's like one couple they've been following for like years or a couple. No, they're changing up every year. A whole new roster. I mean, some, you know, some bleed over to the next sometimes, but like they basically have a whole new roster every year. That's how many women are feeding for these guys in jail. And most of the time, it's not even like these women were with them before. I get it. You know, he was with you before, whatever. You got hit up, whatever. But a lot of them, they met them in jail. They met them online. And they waited for them. When there's literally millions of men out there without records, they could go to Home Depot and meet a freaking guy today that don't have a criminal record, that's a good guy. But they are literally waiting for a man that's in jail that has a criminal history, most of the time a felony, so he can't get a job, he can't really support himself, and she's willing to take care of this man and wait for him to come out of jail and then take care of him when he comes out of jail. Like, think about that. That is what women want. They want a bad guy. They don't want a good guy. They don't want a decent guy. They want a bad guy because women love drama. I mean, I'm not even trying to hate on nobody. Fellas, you got to understand what you're dealing with. Now, I'm not saying you got to be a criminal. I'm not saying you got to go to jail, but you got to be an alpha man. You got to be on your square, straight up. You got to really be on it, or whatever they call the Sigma man now, whatever. You got to be that man. Like, if you don't have confidence, you got to find confidence in something. You got to be the man somewhere. Like, even if you're a nerd, be the man of the nerd. Like, you got to go to freaking, you know what I'm saying, one of those cons, those comic cons, dress cons, video cons, movie cons, and you got to be the biggest, baddest, dopest nerd out there. You got to be the dude that knows every freaking Dungeon and Dragon. Like, you got to be the man. If you're a nerd, you got to be the man of the nerds. Like literally, like, you have to be that dude. There are fat dudes out there that I see that pipping chicks. For example, look at Biggie Small. This man was fat, black, with a cross eye, and all the chicks want him. Because why? He had lyrics. Think about that. He had Faith the Little Kid fighting over him. How many Charlie Baltimore he was beating? How many other chicks he was hitting? Think about it. Think about, like there was a part in the movie, if you saw the Biggie Smalls movie, where like Kim was like, get on top. He's like, nah. Because he's too fat to get on top. So she just rode him or hit him from the back. But women love that. Like because he was the man at something. See, when I mean a woman like a bad boy, it's not necessarily like a bad boy. Well, she likes that too. But the thing is that you the man at what you do. Like, you got to be the man at what you do for a woman to want you. Like, I know a lot of nerds out here. They be pimping. I know this one guy, this black guy, that straight up nerd, but he's like big on cosplay, right? He's like the dude in cosplay, right? Big nerd. My man got a poly relationship with three women. Three nerdy women, but three women. Now, you may say, well, Kaz, he got three women at nerds. But think about this. He got three women in his bed every night satisfying his needs. One on his face, one riding it, and one just there for when they want to switch. Think about that. And you sitting up watching porno, whack it off. Because, see, the thing is, for you to get what you want, you have to understand what women need. Ain't about love. Now, again, I was there. I think, oh, I want love. I want affection a lot. You know what? The only way you get that is if you're a man. I've been married to my wife. I've been with my wife 22 years, married 19. And I can tell you right now, there was a point in our relationship where she said to me, and like I said, my wife loves me. She rocks me. No, you're wrong. But she said, I miss the old Cass. Like, what are you talking about? You know, I make six figures. I dress fly. I got the fly car. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, I meet the New York guy that used to wear the Timbs and the jeans and swagged out. You missed the broke dude that was a straight player that didn't give a flying rat's ass, that used to like shit, be pimping girls to pay their shit. I mean, shit, one time, I mean, let's be real. One time on my wife's birthday, when we were dating, it was her birthday, and she took me to Disney. That's the type of shit I was on when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? But that's who she missed. Now, I'm not saying my wife don't love me. I'm not saying my wife don't fuck with who I am today. Don't get me wrong. But see, that's women. They like the bad boy. She missed the broke dude that was like kicking all everybody out. They didn't give a flying rat's ass. You know, now, don't get me wrong. I know she's not saying she wants me to be that person anymore. But a woman, she likes that. That she likes excitement. She likes, you know what I'm saying? She likes the drama. Like, they like that. Women have to be on an emotional roller coaster for you to keep them. It can't be all birds and I mean, how many divorces end because a woman just isn't happy? Has nothing to do with the man could be paying bills. He could be a good dude. They could be having a date night, all that. But she's not excited. She just is not happy. She needs to find herself. And most of the time, let's be real, when she's finding herself, she's with another dude. Now, I'm not here to mention no names, but I had a person I'm close to. He was with a girl, right? He married her, right? Now, I already knew she was a bucket from day one from who she chilled with. But, my dude liked her, whatnot. So he was dating her, right? They got married. Now, my dude owned a house. He was an entrepreneur, owned his own house. His own house, fly 4-bedroom house, already done. Like, he was cool. He had an older daughter that was already out the house. Like, she was like, I mean, she lived with her mom, but like, you know what I'm saying? He was on his own, right? Had his own house, had his own business, doing good, right? She marries him. And instead of saying, yo, let's do renovations in the house, she said, I don't want to be in this house because you had other bitches here. He's like, are you serious? So then they left that house. It was a big house too. It wasn't like a small house. This was like a 4-bedroom, 2-story house. It was dope. But they left that house, moved in with her parents, rented out that house just so they could build a brand new house. Then when they had the house, the bitch left them because she wasn't happy. Like, this man, before her, he had his life already done, right? Already had a house, a good popping business, everything. And gave all that up just so he could be with her. And then left him. And then 6 months later, she was on Facebook talking about, I'm getting married. Like, this is a true story. Absolutely true story. I'm not even exaggerating. I wish I was exaggerating. But that's what women like the bad boy. Because when she first dated him, it was like, you know what he should have done at that point when she said, oh, I don't want this house. He should be like, too bad. You're going to have this house. Because if you don't like it, then you can leave. She would have respected that. But he was trying to be a good man to his wife and say, nah, baby, right, we could do that. He didn't even have to do that. And being that he's an entrepreneur and he's making more money, it's harder for him to get a house. And not harder like far as financially, but like paperwork and shit like that. Like they had to go through all of this to get the house because it was on him. Wasn't even on her. And she wound up leaving the nigga. Now he's in a relationship with a girl. He's been with her for like 5 years and refused to propose, which I don't blame him. But see, you have to understand, guys, that's what women, they do not want the good guy, no matter what they say. Now, you may see a guy win, but I guarantee you that that woman has like 2 kids already. See, a woman will get that guy when she done been slutted out, had her kids, womb been used, heart's been broken, men done left her. Now she wants to settle for you, the nice guy. Because you're the one going to clean up all her mess in her life. You're going to make her legit because she's been with how many dudes? Like if a woman has 1 or 2 kids, yo, triple, quadruple that as many men she's been with. Those are only men she got caught up with. But I guarantee she's been sleeping with other men. Guarantee she had other men. And she'll never tell you. So at the end of the day, you have to understand it's 2026. You got to be that man. No matter, I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter you being a nerd or you're not, so, whatever it is, you just got to be the man of what you are. That's what women like. That's what they're attracted to. Because if you're not, you're going to be getting the leftovers. Because think about it, like seriously, when you're out there running, a woman would rather date a dude in jail with a felony to date a nice guy out in these streets. Like, let that sink in your head. Literally let that. And there's all types of women. We ain't talking about just one. I mean, let that sink in your head. When you think about getting a woman, yo, get your square on. Get your mind right, because you have to understand women. Before you get on this game and you want a family or a woman, yo, think about it. Do what makes you happy. Like literally, as a black man, you are the most desirable man in the world. Every culture in the whole planet, the women desire a black man. And black women don't, and that's fine. Let them go to the white man. Let them go to whoever they need to go to. Let them go. Don't even be mad about it. Don't even talk about it. You know, women will talk about us. Oh, they're passport bro. What? You know what? Let them talk. But you don't talk about them. Let them live their life the way they want to. No reason to get mad at black women. They're going to hate on you regardless. They're going to hate on you if you good black man. Or they're going to hate on you if you're not. So it doesn't matter. No matter what you do, you're fucked with black women. So don't even worry about their opinion. Be the man and go for where you want it. Go for what you know. Because to be honest, if you're like, yo, Cass, I don't have confidence or whatnot. Yo, look overseas. Straight up, look overseas. You could be a nerd and they'll still mess with you. See, overseas, those women are like 9s and 10s. You got 9s and 10s working in the freaking regular bodegas over there in the regular stores. You got 9s and 10s just hanging out on the corner. You got 9s and 10s that are freaking, you know, taking out the garbages in restaurants. These are 9 and 10 women out there. You know why? Because you know what? They're not obese. They take care of themselves. They understand that their looks and how they present themselves is what they need to do to get a man. So they do everything they can to keep their body up, to keep their mental up, to keep their looks up. So even if they're working a regular 9-to-5 job out there, they still keeping themselves up. In America, it's different. Now, I'm not saying there aren't good looking women here. I'm not saying that you can't find a woman here. So I'm not saying that. But if you're sitting there and you really want to get into a relationship, be mindful of what you're trying to go for. If you're trying to go for a black woman, understand what comes with that. Understand that you're looking for a needle in a haystack right now. Because even the ones that look good, unfortunately, are going to be, even the ones that look good, not looks, I mean, but look good as far as like wifey potential, yo, they're going to be influenced at one time or another by their surroundings. So you're not only picking a woman, a good woman, you're picking that woman's surroundings, because she got a whole bunch of thotty ass friends out there in the streets. I guarantee some of that's going to rub off on her. And when you're in a relationship with her, they're going to be talking shit because they're sorry asses in a relationship. So you got to be mindful of everything. You got to be mindful when it comes to black women. Other cultures, not as much. Not saying it doesn't happen. I know men have went over there to the Philippines, got a woman, she came over here, got her papers, everything, and left the nigga as soon as she did. Try to take half. It happens, guys. No matter what you do, it's always good. There's always bad when it comes to good. So don't get me wrong. But it ain't looking the best here in America when it comes to black relationships. So 2026, date what you deserve. Go after what you want and don't let nothing stop you from going after what you want. Meaning, be that man that pursues that woman that you want, but also understand what you're pursuing too. Understand what comes with that. Be wary of that. Because if it's not working out for you here, this is a big world. There are more women in the world than men. Understand that. Understand your worth, King. Understand that as a black man, if you got a job, don't give a flying rat's ass if a woman's talking about you need six figures. F you, chick. At the end of the day, seriously, as a guys, you can make $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year. If your rent and your car note is low, you could be bringing home more money than to do making six figures. Because with six figures comes six figure bills. So women are kind of stupid in that they think, oh, he makes six figures, he's good. But you got to ask, what bills does he have? Like, if I'm a six figure dude, I have higher bills. I have a better house with more money. I have a better car with a better, more car payment. I'm eating more. I'm spending more on clothes because I'm a fly dude. I mean, there's a lot more that's coming out than a regular dude making $40,000 a year. That's not out on them clubs, not out on them streets. So it's ready. He's not worried about having the flyest house in the world or the flyest apartment or the flyest car. You know, he ain't going to get a BMW. He's going to get a Toyota. And at the end of the day, you know, out of that $30,000, he bringing home a couple of thousand dollars a month just for him, where the guy making six figures may go be going in debt. But see, women don't see that. They don't see they could be balling more with the guy making less because he brings home more. But see, they don't look at that. So understand that you're not losing. You just ain't around the right woman to see you winning. They're out there. Don't get me wrong. They are out there. But if you can't find it, she overseas, be a passport, bro. Now I know people are like, damn, Cash, you up there trying to promote passport. I'm not trying to promote or diss our women, but I'm just speaking of reality to my black men. That's just reality. I'm not living no longer in this idea of what could be. I'm living what is. That's the tone for 2026 for me. What is? And what is that you as a black man are going to be disrespected, insulted by black women, no matter what you do. And the only way you could not even get that disrespect if you're the man of what you do. Be the man of what you be that alpha man of what you do. If you want to be the nerd, be the biggest nerd. If you want to be the hustler, be the whatever you do, be the man. And that's what the woman want. If you mediocre, you ain't going to get a woman. You're going to get the leftovers. You're going to get a woman that every day you wake up to and you look at and you say, why? Let's be real. So 2026, my brothers, be the alpha, be the sigma. Be that man. Be confident. Know your worth as a man, because you know what? You are worth something. If you got a job, you got your own place, you got a car, you are doing better than 90% of the men in the world. Literally. And if a woman doesn't want to recognize your worth, bunk her and move on, because There are a lot of good women out there in the world. See, the world is your oyster. Black women is not theirs. Black women can't go anywhere in this world, and their least desirable woman in the world is black women. The least desirable. Not because of beauty, because of attitude, because of stereotypes that they push. So at the end of the day, all they got is the black man. They still trying to play us. Let's be real. All they got is the black man. And they still trying to play us. But you as a black man, understand your worth, Keen. You can go in any culture and they gonna want you. Even in America, you go for an Indian girl, Asian girl, Puerto Rican girl, Dominican girl. You go for any race. White girls, you go for any race and they gonna want you. A black woman can't do that. You can't tell me one race of men besides the black man that desires the black woman. White men, they don't desire black women. It's an exotic thing to them. It's not even a like, I want to really marry them. I mean, it happens, don't get me wrong, but in general, culturally, they don't freaking want black women. There's no culture that wants black women. None. It has nothing to do with black men. It has something to do with how they act. What they put out there, what they allow to keep out there with about them. They're loud, weaves, all this stuck up. I mean, they do it. We didn't do that. We did. We didn't go to other races and bash them like they do to us. We don't. But as a black man, every culture wants you. Everyone wants you in the world. You could go anywhere in the world and you will be in so much coochie you won't know what to do with it. But black women go somewhere where they're going to be like, get out. We do not like you, black woman. Like, this is the real. This is the truth. Go anywhere as a black man and you're going to have more than enough coochie. More than enough. Go to any, even America, go to any race, go to any other race and they love you. But it's funny because 85% of successful black men or black men in general date, marry black women. We still showing them love and they still dissing us, even though we're the only ones really marrying them and really showing them love, but they hating on us. But whatever, like maybe that's another podcast to talk about. But yeah. But 2026, my brothers. Go know your worth, King. Know exactly what you deserve. You deserve a woman that's going to be submissive, that's going to love you. It's going to be a lot of sex, a lot of attention, and it's going to make her world about you. And if you get anything less from that woman, run. Run. All right, guys, man. I appreciate y'all, man. It's a new year, new me, as they say, a new podcast as far as what we're going. I know I'm doing the other podcast as well about podcasts and stuff. So I'm about to launch that probably in the next few weeks, probably in a few days, actually. So check that out. I'll probably just post it on this thread just to give a preview of it and hopefully people go listen to it, because I want people to make money, man. I want you brothers out here to make money. I want y'all to really get this dough out here, and this thing that I call self media is money. So I'm trying to help you out. So yeah, so I'm gonna be doing that podcast and I'm gonna be rolling out probably once a week. But you know, I got my other thing, a couple of Chris divorced an option with my wife, so we're getting back to that this week. Actually, we're actually gonna be in the studio, start doing our show again. I got a lot of ventures going. I done upgraded my line. I used to call it culture.skin, but now it's called DRL. Yeah, I took it to that next level name. I mean, whole new branding, new products, better products. DRL is going to be like that exclusive body butter, moisturizer line, better packaging, better everything. So we've been working, man. We've been working. And it's okay. Let me tell you something. It is okay to have a vision and to change that vision. It is okay to have a name of your company and change that. I just formed our first firm, Society Capital. you know, which we're investing in all these companies, these products, these brands. And of course, I'm still working on my Ivan hotel and resort chain. We have a 1.2 million investment in the early stages of the feasibility and the land development and stuff like that. So, you know, we're making moves, man. I mean, even though I was worried about my wife, I was focused on her, but moves were still being made. Don't get me wrong. Moves were still being made. So trust me, nothing stopped. I just stopped doing the media stuff, but ain't nothing stopped. Business is always going to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to keep moving. And I'm also thinking about dropping another book, and not a complete book like Men Are Meant to Be Broken, which is still on Amazon. But I'm looking to update Black Men's Mental Health Bible, Volume 2. And update it, you know, just to update. I think it needs an update. So that's something we're looking to too as well. All right, guys, if you want to check me out, go to CasanovaWilliams.com or BlackMen'sMentalHealth.com and check me out. But like I said, I appreciate y'all. I know it's been a week, but I'm here. We're back. Let's go.